Chapter 4. August.
Sunday, August the 1st. I was woken up by Mr. Pork shouting, "Only one piece of bacon per plate, Beryl! Are you trying to ruin me?" I got dressed quickly and ran up the stairs to my parents' room. My father told me to run down to the dining room and get a good table. Everybody in the dining room was whispering. My mother never whispers, so everybody, including Mr. Pork, heard her complaining about the uncomfortable beds. I'm sure that's why our table only got 2 pieces of fried bread. Wednesday, August the 4th. The sun shone today. It was very hot, but I've got 18 spots on my shoulders, so I couldn't take my shirt off. I sent Pandora a donkey postcard. I wrote, "The sun is shining today, but it can't end the black despair caused by our separation. It's a cultural desert here." Tuesday, August the 10th. During the evening meal, Mr. Pork brought my father a message that a good friend had been taken into the Royal Hospital and would he please phone the hospital immediately. It was a mystery to all of us. My father hasn't got any good friends. He left the table in a panic and was away for about 15 minutes. When he came back, he said, "I've got something to tell you both. Let's go somewhere private." We sat on the beach and he told us he was the father of Stick Insect's one-day-old baby boy. About 60 hours passed. Then my mother said, "What's his name?" My father said, "Brett." I couldn't think of anything to say, so I said nothing. I still can't think of anything to say, so I'm going to sleep. Wednesday, August the 11th. 12:30 p.m. My father has gone to see Stick Insect and the baby. My mother made him go. I can't think of anything to say to my mother. She just sits in her room with her hands over her bump. She hasn't cried once. I'm very worried. 5 p.m. I phoned Mrs. Braithwaite, Pandora's mother, and told her everything. She was very sympathetic. She said she would come to Skegness and collect us. I packed all the suitcases and made my mother wash her face and do her hair. Then we sat and waited for Mrs. Braithwaite. Thursday, August the 12th. Home. As soon as she saw Mrs. Braithwaite, my mother started to cry. Mrs. Braithwaite said, "Men are all the same, Pauline." We got home at 4:30 this morning. Mrs. Braithwaite doesn't like driving over 50 kilometres an hour, so it took us 5 hours to travel the 240 kilometres from Skegness home. I went straight to bed. I didn't want to check if my father was in his room. Friday, August the 13th. My father's razor wasn't in the bathroom, so I had to use my mother's pink underarm one. I had to shave and look my best because Grandma was coming and we were going to tell her the terrible news that her son had an illegitimate child while his wife was expecting a legitimate one. Saturday, August the 14th. Grandma's changed sides. She's given some of our baby clothes to Stick Insect's baby boy. I know Grandma doesn't like my mother, but at least my mother is my father's legal wife. My father came and asked if he could come home. I wanted my mother to say yes, but she said no. So my father's gone to live with Grandma. He's taken the stereo with him. Monday, August the 16th. Pandora shocked me today. She asked me if I was curious about my brother, Brett. It's strange to think I've got a brother. I hope he has better luck with his skin than me. A cheque for £50 arrived from my father. My mother tore it up and sent the pieces back to my father. How stupid can you be? My mother regretted it later. Stick Insect, her other son Maxwell, and Brett have moved into Grandma's house. Wednesday, August the 18th. Took the dog for a walk. Went to Grandma's and looked casually into Brett's pram. He's got lots of wrinkles. I didn't see Stick Insect or my father. I didn't tell my mother. I'm not interested in sex anymore. It seems to cause a lot of trouble. Friday, August the 20th. My mother's too depressed to do any cooking, so I have to do it. So far, we've had salad with tuna or cold meat. But I think I'll try something different tomorrow. Salad with ham, perhaps. My father keeps phoning to see how my mother is. Today he asked me if she'd mentioned divorce. I said no, but that she looked as if she was thinking about it. Saturday, August the 21st. Went to Grandma's again. Brett's got my father's big nose. Grandma was changing his dirty nappy. I was amazed at how big his thing is. My father and Stick Insect were out buying baby equipment. Friday, August the 27th. My mother's made an appointment to see the bank manager. She wants to borrow some money because she hasn't got any left. I hope they lend her the money. I haven't had any pocket money for 2 weeks. Saturday, August the 28th. Pandora is taking canoeing lessons to prepare for her holiday. She had her first lesson today. She invited me to come and watch and, if necessary, give her the kiss of life if she fell out and nearly drowned. She looked very erotic in her wetsuit and crash helmet. For the first time in ages, I felt my thing moving on its own. Tuesday, August the 31st. My mother went to see the bank manager this morning. The manager knew my mother wasn't working and that she only got money from the Social Security, so he wouldn't lend her the money. I'll have to get a Saturday job because I need money desperately. I've got 2 months of library fines to pay.